homosexual act is illegal here in Uzbekistan. So how do you get around this law, and how do you live as a gay around Tashkent?
We just ignore it probably, but sometimes like kind of like police people probably use it. Since like most of the like gay community people, they're kind of like underground still, and they're kind of scared, like their parents would know and stuff. So like police people can scare them, like blackmail probably. That and like trying to get money, bribes, or what do you say this? If of course your parents know, nobody can like blackmail you and scare you about this. But of course most of Uzbek gays, the parents don't have any idea about it, and they're scared that they will figure it out, and they're scared to come out.
So how you're for yourself, your parents don't know, and some of your friends know. Is that it?
Well, my old friends are gays probably, and like, I'm not really scared that they've figured out that I'm gay. Probably, like, even they know, but they're just trying to be, like, kind of blind. My mama probably knows as well, because most of the time she, like, have seen, like, huge muscle guys on my desktop. Well, she asked, and I was, like, just going, I want to be the same body, and that's it. But, like, of course, she kind of knows, and I'm not scared that she will know. That's, like, I'm not really scared of this law as well.
Okay, so you have gay friends, I've seen one of them, and so how did you happen to meet this guy, and is there like a social place? Do you go out to bars?
There's no actual like gay place, but like there is place like this Amor Timur Square.
Yeah, Amor Timur Square. It's like a cruising area, right?
Something like that, just like walking around saying, oh, that one is like with like eye contact probably. But mostly like people know each other from the internet, like they're chatting, they're dating websites probably. And there is like a gay club as well, but it's still kind of underground. People kind of a little scared to go still.
Is it safe? I mean,
can you go
like walk in the street, go to the club, and when you go out, can you just like leave the...
Yeah, that's fine. I have been many times and that's fine. Because like, you know, the person who makes this gay club, of course he's supposed to provide the security as well, and like there is like huge muscle guys as well who are like not protecting, because there's nothing to protect of. You know, in our country, as long as you don't show up too much, nobody cares about you. Like if you will go like for a like straight guy and start like kind of flirting with him, well probably you get punched to your cheek probably. But like if you're just behaving normal and nobody cares. Most of the gays over here, they're trying to like kind of get married, and like it's a kind of marriage, you know what I mean? Like
straight, between gays?
No, like
right.
with a female, and then at the same time they have like second life probably. They have kids, they have family, but at the same time like there is like too much examples of it. Sometimes even like I know there is example. The wife knows about his husband being gay, but just because like he's an exceptional earner, like he earns like good enough money and provide them good living, she just keeps silent. As long as like she has food to eat and like she has a decent life, why not?
Yeah, so they kind of live in denial, but everything is fine. I mean, there's the family, there's the kids, the whole family is happy.
Yeah, but you know, that's like a very, very traditional thing in our country. My mama knows that I'm not going to get married, and she's just asking why. But like, still, she's kind of like still in hope and kind of trying to insist.
And if by chance, like maybe tomorrow, the law changes, is it going to change anything for you?
Not really, I think. You know, even the law changed, but the psychologically people are not ready for it. You know, it's not all about the law. It's all about the people, how they are like kind of accepting you. Even the law is changed, but the people will like be very homophobic. Nothing's gonna happen. Like probably like in Russia, what's going on in Russia? Like they still cannot make like this gay parade. Even there is no any law. Like they are very democratic. But what happened like in 2008 or 2009? Like they was punished and blah 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 these things. And you know, the mind of Russian people is the same like Uzbek people, because we have been one country. And probably it can change only like when the new generation will come out, and the generation of me probably.
And do you think in could a gay couple live together? I mean, a flat like we're in Tashkent, we're in an average building with lots of neighbors and a casual neighborhood. Could two people, two guys live together?
I have seen many examples, probably, like, they're just, like, kind of, you know, renting room with, renting,
sharing.
Like, a flat and just sharing it, like, nobody knows that, like, they're sharing a bed, right? They're just sharing flat. You know, in our country, like, people don't care about your life as long as you're quiet, you don't bother others.
Well, thank you for talking to us.
You're most welcome.